So here we have it, Bing Bang Bomb, another episode of your favorite show, The Conspiracy of the Insignificant, PQ Ribber, America's favorite crazy host. Oh yeah, man, I just talk it up, don't I? Anyhow, this time around on The Conspiracy of the Insignificant, we've got Chronotendo. We've got a new stablemate over at the Overnightscape Underground, the 418 show with Peter Bernard. And yes, if you haven't listened to him, you should. He's got three of them up there already. So catch up before you fall behind. I know it's easy to do. And this year Underground continues to provoke, entertain, and otherwise bring us some really, really cool stuff. Now, as for this Chronotendo, a gentleman calling himself Dr. Sparkle has taken it upon himself not only to give us a video document history of the Nintendo and the games for the Famicom Family Computer, NES, Nintendo Entertainment System. He has 39 parts that average 45 minutes to an hour. They are videos. The entire series is on archive.org, and I have taken the liberty of linking you to the search results page that will lead you to these episodes. And that's linked in the show description so conveniently for you. And it's comprehensive. Every single game cartridge released, and he's up to part 39 with no end in sight. Great stuff. I am absolutely captivated. I never thought I would be that fascinated, but having grown up in an arcade, and it was at the very least at different points a side note to existence. I mean, some of these games, just hearing the sounds from them bring back all sorts of arcane memories. Little corners in the maze on the original Pac-Man game evoke a certain wordless memory that I cannot describe. Yes, I am definitely the product of the arcade age. I mean, back when I can still remember my boss yelling at me to watch the skee ball, because the first 2 years that I worked in that arcade was before they had the automatic coupon dispensers. So, the person would be playing skee ball, and an attendant would have to watch them to make sure they actually got that score. And manually, you'd have a pocket full of coupons, and you would manually count them out. Oh, man. It's Old Man River. Old Man River, that Old Man River. And, I'm sure I sound very different now. But, is it better? Is it worse? I'm not sure. This is the new machine with its built-in microphone in action, and hopefully this will suffice. It's got to be as good or better than recording on the little portable Gregor Sansa unit, which gives me a WAV file that's like such a low bit rate that I have to speed it up 64%. In order for it to be able to go back to the 44-100 hertz rate. Anyhow, let's listen to some Three Man Army from their second album, Deceased, 1975. These are my mentors.
All right, let's just keep on rolling along.
Goddamn drums.
Here we go.
And yet, speaking of the mentors and mentor world, I was in touch with the infamous, well, you guys don't know about him, but back in the days before there was the internet, me and all the guys, we made these cassettes, and we traded them back and forth, and at times it turned kind of ugly, like Frank doesn't want this network to, nor do I. I mean, there's no reason for anybody to be picking at anyone. If we do any feuds, let's do it in a Fred Allen, Jack Benny sort of way where it's all planned and nobody gets, like, really upset because there's enough BS in this universe. Anyhow, Billy Bob was a great tape producer, and he was the one who really was willing to take things way over the edge. In fact, he performed some shenanigans that we will. Now that I have technology, we'll be getting him, the General, Xenon and the Henchmen, the guys from Three Man Army, hopefully more material from the past. Get it all together. Let's, this stuff is languishing on rotting cassettes somewhere in archives, and there's no reason why at least the best of it should not be shared here in this realm of arts and entertainment and trivia and pop culture. And speaking of trivia and pop culture, for more fun and internet viewability, by all means, subscribe to PQ Rivers' account on YouTube. Used to be you had to subscribe to my favorites, but now I guess you subscribe to somebody, you just subscribe. It isn't, oh, the more the internet changes, the more it remains the same. Oh, it's overwhelming, and I am so glad to be a part of it, and I'm so glad that you listen to me drivel for another 10 minutes of your life. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, the Overnight Scape Underground. I'm PQ River. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.